On a beautiful spring evening in early May, many Carroll residents were out and about when the night was filled with gunfire. Witnesses in the 900 block of West Street reported to authorities that a man had driven a vehicle up to another car parked outside an apartment complex and fired between 3 to 7 shots into the vehicle. No one was hurt, but local authorities jumped into action, arresting 63-year-old Clifton Bruce Napier without further incident near Templeton a few hours later. He was charged with reckless use of a firearm, criminal mischief, second offense operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, and open container. However, later in the year, the court dismissed the firearm and open container charges without prejudice, meaning they can be brought back at a later date. In the number 4 spot, a one-paragraph piece gained the attention of a majority of our audience after the Jefferson Police Department reported they were called in to assist with a situation in which someone had urinated in a cookie jar. The resident told authorities that her roommate had committed the offense, and then she retaliated by pouring the contents of the cookie jar on the offender's clothing. Coming in at number 3, a very highly regarded local surgeon entered into a $1 million settlement agreement in a federal False Claims Act case. Though Dr. Tracy Wellendorf did not admit to any wrongdoing in the case that claimed he performed medically unnecessary services, this settlement was preferable to continuing an already lengthy legal process. Wellendorf says that the issue stems from a difference of opinion on the way to treat chronic sinus infections and a dedication to helping his patients find relief. A drug bust encompassing 3 area counties was the second most read article online this past year. 20 individuals were taken into custody in the sweep, which netted more than 100 criminal charges, including 32 felonies. 19 of the 22 cases investigated involved methamphetamine or ecstasy. Authorities executed 12 search warrants, 10 in Guthrie and 1 each in Carroll and Audubon counties. The number one story of 2019 is a great example of how a picture can speak 1,000 words. Our listeners responded to a great photograph supplied to us by local law enforcement, hitting on this story over 9,600 times more than the previous one. That photo showed the aftermath of a bridge collapse that resulted in a combine in the creek. Luckily, there were no life-threatening injuries reported in the incident east of Hamlin on November 25th. And as we look back on the past year, we also want to thank all of you for your support, your cooperation with our work on these stories, and to thank many of you for the great experiences we've had working for and with you in 2019. And may your 2020 be filled with much, much more good news than bad. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.